welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of February 5th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. Here in the library, we have a display in our display cabinet currently that is on loan from Winona Jabauer. They are Matroski dolls or little matron dolls. They are also called babushka or grandmother dolls, and these are sets of figures nestled inside each other. They were first crafted in Russia in 1890. These that are on display here in the library were some that Winona brought back from St. Petersburg, Russia in 2001. So we really appreciate Winona Jabauer doing that for us. And everybody out there, be sure to stop by the library to view these beautiful babushka dolls. Kearney County Library is also hosting Brick Day, which is Thursday, February 9th. It's going to be from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. We invite everybody to come to the library and have fun building with Mega Bloks, Legos, and Creos. We have some sets that are pre-bought, so we have those sets that have their instructions, but we will also have a stack of different types of blocks that you can just put together at random and just use your imagination. We'll have snacks and freebies, so come by and enjoy the fun. And before you leave, everybody that participates can put their name in a drawing. The finished sets that are built, we will display for about 3 weeks in the library. Then we will draw to see who will be the lucky individuals to take them home. For the Lakeland School District for this upcoming week, on the 6th, there's High School Forensics at Southwestern Heights. And there's also Middle School Quiz Bowl at Wichita County at 4:30. On Tuesday the 7th, there's Middle School Quiz Bowl at Ulysses at 4. High School Basketball at Holcomb at 4:45. Then on the 9th and 10th, there will be no school. There's two parent-teachers conferences. There will be half a day of school on the 9th, which is Thursday, for the Lakeland Middle School and High School. Parent-teacher conferences will begin at 8 in the morning and run through 8 in the evening on the 9th. Also on the 9th, there's high school wrestling at Sublette at 3 o'clock and middle school quiz bowl at Syracuse at 4:30. On Friday the 10th, there's high school basketball at Elkhart at 4:45. On Saturday the 11th, there's ACT testing, high school scholars bowl at state level, high school forensics at Stanton County, middle school wrestling at Larned at 9 a.m., and high school JV wrestling at Colby at 9 a.m. For the upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Tuesday the 7th, there's high school basketball versus Pawnee Heights at 6:30 and 8 p.m. There's also middle school scholars bowl at Ulysses at 4 o'clock. On Wednesday the 8th, there's FCCLA star events that will be in Satanta. On Thursday, there's middle school scholars bowl at Rolla at 4 p.m. On the 10th, there's high school basketball versus Greeley County at 6:30 and 8 p.m. It is also senior night that night, and on the 11th, there's ACT exam. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on the 6th, there's PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 7th, at 8 o'clock, there's coffee, 10 o'clock yoga, and 3:30 skip bow. On Wednesday, you have coffee at 8 again, PATH exercises at 10. 10:45 is Bible study, and at 12, there's the meal site. And for that day, the meal site will be brisket, corn casserole, potato salad, bread, and fruit cobbler. On the 9th at 8 o'clock, there's coffee. 9 is paint club. 10 is yoga. Card games at 1:30. And ramen noodle night at 6 o'clock. On Friday, there's coffee at 8 again. 10 o'clock is PATH exercises. 11 is Super Fridays. And then at 1 o'clock, it's bridge club. This coming Saturday on February 11th, the Boy Scouts are doing their Sweetheart Supper. It will be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. They are selling tickets right now, so if you would like to get a ticket, be sure to contact Marcel Sersma at 271-2413 or Ken Molman at 355-7025. At the moment, there are some vacancies on the Beamer Park Advisory Board. There's a number 2 position that is an unexpired term and will go to January 2019. And there are also the number 3 and number 4 positions. So if you're interested, you will need to send a letter to the Kearney County Clerk at P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas at 67860. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced a new program starting March 20th. It is for organic producers and handlers. They will be able to visit over 2,100 USDA Farm Service Agency offices to apply for federal reimbursement to assist with the cost of receiving and maintaining organic or transitional certification. The USDA reimburses organic producers up to 75% of the cost of organic certification, but only about half of the nation's organic operations currently participate in the program. Starting on the 20th, the USDA will provide a uniform, streamlined process for organic producers and handlers to apply for organic cost share assistance, either by mail or in person. Eligible producers include any certified producers or handlers who have paid organic or transitional certification fees to the USDA accredited certifying agent. Application fees, inspection costs, fees related to equivalency agreement or agreement requirements, travel per diem for inspectors, user fees, sales assessments, and postage are all eligible for a cost share reimbursement from USDA. Once certified, producers and handlers are eligible to receive reimbursement up to 75% of certification costs each year, up to a maximum of $750 per certification scope, which are crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling. If you would like to learn more about this, you can go to the website www.fsa.usda.gov/organic, or you can stop by the local office here on Santa Fe Trail Boulevard here in Lakin. For the upcoming week for the Lakin Recreation Commission, they have Pio at 7 o'clock on Monday, Pio at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday. On the 8th, they have sewing at 1. They have the Lakin Recreation Commission board meeting at 5:30, men's basketball at 7 and 8 p.m. On Thursday, they have Pio at 5:30 in the morning and then again at 7 p.m. On Saturday, there are 5th grade girls basketball tournament here at 9 a.m. and 6th grade boys basketball tournament at Southwestern Heights at 9 o'clock. Other activities in the community on Sunday the 5th, the Prairie View 4-H Club meeting will be at 7 o'clock in Deerfield. Chantilly 4-H Club meeting will be at 7 o'clock here at the Extension Office in Lakin. On Monday, there's a Lakin Housing Authority meeting at 6 o'clock at the Laughlin Community Building. There's a Kearney County Hospital Town Hall meeting at 6 o'clock at Chotsky's Place in Deerfield. People Pleasers 4-H Club meeting will be at the Fair Building at 7, and then a fire meeting at 7 o'clock in Deerfield. On Tuesday the 7th, there's a Masonic Lodge meeting at 7:30, Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. The Deerfield City Council will meet at 6 o'clock that day as well. On Wednesday in Lakin, there's Tops at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is the way in, and then at 8 o'clock we'll begin the meeting. There is a Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 10 o'clock, Pride meeting at 5 o'clock at the Extension Office, Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30, and a Fair Board meeting that night. On Thursday the 9th in Deerfield, there's Learn and Play at 2:30 at the Family Learning Center. Also, there's a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. In Lakin at the Kearney County Health Office, there's immunizations from 9 to 11, then again from 1 to 3 o'clock. There's an Extension Executive Board meeting at 6 o'clock, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Friday the 10th in Deerfield, there's a Kearney County Chamber of Commerce business meeting at noon at Chotsky's Place. On Saturday the 11th, there's the 4-H Day, and this will have some of the Kansas State University Lady Wildcats basketball team present. Also remember, from Tuesday through Friday, from 9 to 4, the Kearney County Museum is open. They would love to have you swing by and bring your family or friends and take a little bit of time from your day and see some of the artifacts from Kearney County. Remember, we now have a Kearney County Emergency Alert System that you can sign up for at www.kearneycountykansas.com. Kearney County, Kansas is all lowercase and all together. This is a program that allows you to get alerted about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for the program. This system enables us to provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of neighborhoods or buildings. You will receive time-sensitive messages wherever you specify. It could be at your home, mobile, or business phones, an email address, or text messaging, and there are other options that you can choose from. If you are interested in this program and would like to sign up and have any other questions, you can contact Don Robertson at 620-271-4769 or 620-355-6192. That's going to pretty much do it for us this week. I want to remind everybody again that this Thursday on February 9th from 2 to 4 o'clock, we are doing our Brick Day. Come and have fun building the sets of Mega Bloks, Legos, and Creos, and just have a fun couple of hours here at the library. And while you're out and about with other activities in the week, we hope you enjoy family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.